Number three in the 48 ways for the refuah of Rabbi Sammy. Number three in the 48 ways is arichat sifasayim, literally arranging it on your lips. Its subject is the importance of using your powers of speech to gain wisdom. Speech is a very central part of Judaism. Jews talk a lot, even when they shouldn't, like during davening. A Beit Midrash, in contrast to a library, is a very noisy place. The reason for this is that speech is the first interface between the inner you, what you are thinking and feeling, and the outside world. It is the first public objective sign of who you are and what you take seriously. That is why a marriage has to be spoken out in words before the giving of the ring, and why a vow to have any consequences needs to be spoken out. Since the primary purpose of speech is to bring into the world what you are thinking, the first aspect of using this way for wisdom doesn't even require the voice at all. Even writing down what you are thinking makes it a reality in the world, and you can use a pen and paper to get clarity on important issues. When you are going to a shiur, either on ideas or law, take notes. As long as the information is only going into your mind, it can get lost there. By the end of the shiur, you can't remember most of what you heard. If you write down notes, you give the information a real existence. You can review it, examine it, and evaluate it. When you are dealing with an important issue, write down pros and cons. Should you change your job, your emotions may push your thoughts in one way or the other. When you have a list in front of you of pros and cons, you can decide in a much clearer way. Many times we thought we were going to change when we heard something that was particularly inspiring, and then we forgot about it. Or we made decisions on Yom Kippur to act differently, and then we lost track of them. So write down the new idea you heard, or sit down right after Yom Kippur and write down your decisions. Keep them in a book you can go back to. Writing down helps, but speaking is a much more powerful tool than writing. Your voice is a more direct reflection of who you are. It adds emotion to the idea. How you really feel about it will come through in your voice. If you speak out a resolution, it makes it more likely that you will keep it. We have more of a sense that we have to live with what we say than with what we write down. When you think you've made a decision, saying it will allow you to check. Do I really mean it? Am I going to carry through on it? When you make a decision and it's hard, talk yourself into it. Say a few times with conviction, I am going to go in and ask for a raise, and you will see that you have the power to do it. In davening and service of God, we use this power many times a day. When we wake up, we say, Moda Ani. We tell ourselves, it's great to be alive. Before we do a mitzvah, we say out loud, now I am preparing to do this mitzvah. We use the power of the voice to focus our attention on what we are about to do. At least two times a day, we say the Shema out loud. We do it to appreciate that God is all there is and that this is really what life is about. The most advanced use of the power of speech is indicated by the name of the way, arranging it on your lips. Say what you mean to say in as clear a way as possible without extra words. Words lose their power if they are overused or used in an unclear way. We all know what it is like to listen to an unclear speaker who doesn't get to the point. So before you give a presentation, write it out, edit it to make it clear, and speak it out to yourself or someone else. No less an expert on the power of words than Adolf Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf that the only way to change the world was through using the power of speech, and he demonstrated later how effectively he could use words to get Germans to follow him. Anything that can be used for evil can be used even more effectively for good. As Rorschach once said, if one man can kill 6 million Jews, one man can save 6 million Jews. May we all learn to talk for good with the power Hitler used for evil.